Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Rise Guys, I got show number four. The f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
Hey, boy, did you notice on Dan's last email of all those songs that he sent that he actually did another version of this song? But it's the same song. Don't look for it now. But yeah, it was like, you realize that's the one that we use.
What is his deal, man? I think he does so much, you just don't really. I don't say you don't pay attention sometimes, but he just. Maybe you don't pay attention. I don't know.
Maybe he was just trying to say, hey, guys, I love this one so much. Play it again.
Let's see if I do have his email. Sometimes I put, yeah. Wow.
Hey, it's the same exact song, just a different pitch kind of thing. Anyway.
You're doing a lot, Dan.
Dan is...
Don't know if that's good or bad, but you're doing a lot.
Dan probably stole our Star Award because...
you think he took it?
You know, I was thinking about it the other day. Like, at first, I would be very... What, that I overthought something?
Well, no, not that.
That I was like, you know, for the first day or two, I didn't directly say anything, but I really, really thought that Fatboy just hit it somewhere. That was going, oh, look what's over there. It's been there the whole time. You didn't even notice it. Like, there used to be a can of Viners that were sitting over there where that Shinedown lithograph is now that we gave to Gunter, and our Fatboy did.
Yeah, and Gunter from wrestling.
Gunter did not take them with him.
What is this?
And I was like, God, how long have those been there? Fatboy's like, they've been there like 3 months ever since the day Gunter did not take them.
The ring general.
So I thought you would like hit it somewhere. I thought it might have been behind Griff Kenny Jr. over there or perhaps over there by the lovely Rise Guys neon sign that's never turned on for some reason.
Oh, that's a good
but
point.
But it turns out, no, it literally was stolen.
I want to, or I would have put it back by now.
Yeah, yeah, the joke was over. Or even Hendro, Mark Hendricks, that day when he came in, I thought that he was going to walk in here with it. Like, missing something? It's just stolen.
God, I kind of want that light on now. Paige, why don't you turn that light on?
Oh!
Yeah.
That one over there, I got to plug it in.
Yeah, hop to it. Let's get that going.
I was just seeing if they had one of them. It don't work. I wasn't telling you no. I wasn't clapping for you to go do it. I thought we might have a clapper.
I don't see it.
Well. I'll give this to you guys. You smell pretty good. You usually smell pretty good. But this guy here, he works with a stinker, and he's sick of it.
Usually. Now, do I come in smelling bad, or you don't like my
saying,
flicker?
Sometimes you two like to rip him back and forth to see who can be the loudest.
I don't think so.
That was my chair.
My chair
reeks. 864-241-4300.
This goes out to my stinking coworker. Wash your You smell like a chicken farm. I don't already want to be at work, and having to smell your for 8 hours just makes it even worse. If you're hurting that bad, I will buy you a gallon of water and some bar soap. Jesus Christ. Wash your
I will buy you a gallon of water.
Where you can wash your peach emoji.
Yeah, pink peach emoji.
I mean, you have commented on not liking some of the fragrance that I've worn before, and that I don't care.
I tell you,
he's talking about like the natural musk. No, I've never smelled you. I've never smelled Paige ever. Fat boy, you would think as a man, and also given his nickname, but yet I have never. And we've been at bodies of water. We've been in at the beach. We've been ball games, all kind of, and never have smelled, ever.
I might not like a certain fragrance Paige wears, but she doesn't wear too much like somebody we all know.
Okay.
You could smell a mile away, but they don't smell bad. It's just overdone, like it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody went to Perfume Mania.
You shouldn't smell, like I use fragrances and such, but... You don't smell me till you're like right up on me. The person you're talking about, if I were blind, and thank God I'm not. We're just talking about blind people off the air. Yeah. Like, you know, deaf, dumb, all these different things. You could get past that, but blind, that's just so hard. I could be blinded downstairs, and I could tell you, oh yeah, we're outside his office or hers. You see him there, like. I don't know if it's like you just stuck to like 3-4 squirts every morning and this person's like married and everything, like I don't know. It's a good smell.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's maybe it's a cool waddle, something like that, but it's pungent.
I kind of want to throw that out there now. Somebody tell me if you heard this. Okay. I follow a lot of 9/11 stuff on Facebook. So there was this guy that worked in Tower 1 during 9/11. He was blind his whole life, but he worked there with his service dog.
Oh.
So evidently, when his first plane hit, that one, he and the dog made it out through the stairs.
That's incredible.
And the dog lived 7 years later and passed away. But I'd never heard that story until I saw the picture. Them. Yeah. The blind man going down the stairs that fast. I don't know if anybody ever heard that or seen that picture. But the guy and the dog made it out.
My God. What floor
was it? Was like on the 85th or 86th floor.
Good Lord,
amazing.
Man, ridiculous,
common
man.
Common sense. If you hear a noise, you run.
Okay, yeah, okay. Common sense, but you're up 85 flights of stairs, and a service dog is pulling you down. Meanwhile, other people are going down, and firemen are coming up.
Maybe someone helped him.
These dogs.
I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying that's miraculous. Like, that is
wonderful.
Something else, man.
You know what I don't like, though, is like now that we have the technology that we have, they'll take some of the pictures of the jumpers and they'll zoom in where you can see their facial expressions. And it's
oh, come on.
Why would you want to see that? What's wrong with
you? I don't
want
to see it. I don't know why people would even zoom in and try to.
That's
just
so
the
bad.
Stuff they can do now.
They were just panicked.
Yeah.
You know?
God, I can't even imagine being in that position. You would have to. You'd have to have jumped. Oh, God.
I wouldn't. Oh. I mean, like I've thought about that before. It's like if I'm on a plane that's on fire, like I'm going to die regardless. So I'm going to die with that sudden before I'm going to die with I might have like 14 heart attacks before my big fat ass hits the ground.
I hope those people passed out or before they hit.
Probably. I don't know what happens in that situation, man. Like, they say that if you hit in a dream, you die in real life.
Yeah, I've read that too. That's eerie how that works. Because you feel some stuff you really feel.
Uh-huh.
And you've fallen down, right? So imagine the impact.
Have you ever fallen down?
No, but I thought I was going to the other day, because when I step off of a curb, like a 2 or 3 inch high curb, I can't see my feet. So I got to kind of guess that I'm not still going to hit the curb.
Well, I've blacked out.
I'm almost 400 pounds.
When I gave blood. And I...
When you became a blood.
No.
You ever passed out from taking a dump?
No.
That's
but
where it gets worse.
But everything like goes... I'm trying to think, if you're going to hit the ground, that maybe it's the same thing as fainting, perhaps. Because for me, when I faint...
You know, what is the difference between fainting and passing out? Like, passing out, I just assume, is alcohol-related versus fainting. Fainting is... Remember in movies and TV shows, like the 60s, 70s, 80s, somebody would faint, usually a woman, she'd grab her forehead and literally just pass out. Yeah. Did that happen in real life? Like, people would just faint?
My damn
goats won't even do it.
Well, I was walking, and everything got really bright, and then everything just went white, and I hit the ground. So I'm wondering if that's the same effect that you...
It's like a low blood sugar? Or?
No, I just gave blood, and then I was dizzy, and then so I thought I was okay to walk. And
that's why you take the Debbie cake to give you when you get blood.
I did, and Chris looked behind me, and I was laying down. I'm like, oh, face first on the ground.
Paige, wait till we get home.
Got a black eye from
it. I'm not doing this right now.
Charity really turns me on.
Were you walking in Memphis by chance?
No, I was walking in Greenville.
Walking with your feet 10 feet off a bill?
But that's what I'm thinking, that maybe that's how your brain helps you so you don't feel the pain, that you just kind of...
I find out, somebody told me, because I've said I don't remember dreams.
Yeah.
Somebody said it's because I don't get REM sleep.
You don't. You do micro sleeping.
Well, I stop breathing a lot too, so there's like the apnea issue. But like I guess you get that REM sleep when you actually feel like you're touching or whatever. But you're not. You know what I'm saying?
But they say it takes a while for your body to get into REM sleep. But
yeah.
Do you know that feeling when you're actively not trying to go to sleep? Let's say you're in your easy chair, you're even in bed, you're watching TV, and you know that those glimpses when you just like almost fall asleep, how like almost orgasmic that feels. Like, it's kind of a falling feeling, like bliss. Like,
I don't think I get that.
Oh, I do. Like, it's just like, oh God, that felt good.
Dozing.
I don't know.
Did you get that when you were bigger? Like, when you had all your weight?
I don't know. I feel like I've always had that kind of, like, it's kind of a release feeling, like, oh. It's kind of like when you get up to take a whiz in the middle of the night, and you're like, I better not look at the clock, and it's already 3:30 in the morning, and it's like 11:45.
Like, oh yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I've only been asleep for like an hour, and I've got like five more. This is
That's
awesome.
Beautiful.
It's one of the best feelings in the world.
It is.
You'll take a break.
Yeah.
Take a little break. Speaking of you, Matt Mann. Sounds like you have
didn't
another.
Ask.
You didn't ask. You should ask.
Should ask if there's any heat.
You know, you had one unhappy Instagram user a couple weeks ago. You might have another one. I don't know what's going on. This may be considered constructive. I don't know.
That's the only one I really, really like. I like them all fine, but that's the one I prefer it, Instagram. I enjoy the picture book.
I'll tell you this, knowing you like I know you, I think this person probably is mistaken.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Mistaken identity.
Do you follow me on there?
I got to look and see.
Yeah,
I do.
You do.
I follow everybody.
You're always one
on
of
the show.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You're good.
Try to show the social media support, man.
Well, you're good.
Throw your heart here or there.
This one over here, she's putting up pictures every day. Like,
going
Paige has been to more concerts the last 2 weeks than I've been to this year.
She wants to go to James Taylor, too, she said.
I know.
I would love James Taylor.
Like,
it make me cry, though.
Have that prevention hotline ready. That's on a Monday night. Jeez Louise.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Yeah.
You're cutting it close there, pal. Because Fat Boy was, you went to, you know what, Can I ask you, were you going to the restroom?
I did go to the restroom, and it was a quick trip, but I was...
Wow, you should have just went to the one here at the station. Why did you drive all the way to the...
He does that.
The gas station to
Remember,
plus, there's a Sphinx right there. I mean, come on!
Now, come on in. Take it with us. I don't care. Get your chicken biscuit.
He wants his privacy. Remember when he left the strip club and allegedly went to the bathroom?
You know, you ask any Food Lion employee right there on Highway 29, I definitely was in the bathroom.
That was the greatest... yeah, but you just never came back. Yeah, that was one of the most straight-up coolest moves ever.
That was one of the only times I saw a woman's stuff in front of Paige. You know, she showed both of us what she was working with. And
why?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It was odd, to say the least.
How often does that... I mean, you said it's the only time it's happened, but, like, was she showing Paige and you just happened to catch a glance, or...
No, we were both right
there.
Did
you interrupt Paige? She was trying to... Get some strange.
We both got flashed, but I don't want to say where this place was. There were some rooms in there for some extracurriculars. And I thought you were going to get asked to go to the back page.
One of them kept telling me that she was a classically trained dancer, and I believe her. And I said, I'm not here to judge your dancing. I'm not here to, you know, I'm here working. I'm not a critic.
Yeah. I'm here to
You know what I mean?
She can walk on her tiptoes, but while she's standing on a man's balls.
I mean, I want to take a pole class.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because I think it's great exercise, but...
They have class on taking poles?
Well, I've been told my pole has no class.
Probably.
Oh, Lord.
You are out of control.
Well, speaking of Matt Mann being out of control.
You know what? Bring it on. I don't care. I mean, it's... If
I don't believe this person. I'll say that.
It's like the way Rihanna said, live your life.
I got a big forehead and live your life.
Look like a duck.
You are mean.
I'm pregnant every week.
When is she going to have that kid? Like, ASAP babies must take like 6 years to...
How big is the mob going to get? I don't know if Ferg's having any kids.
No.
It's all Rocky having them.
Okay.
You got ASAP babies.
All right. Someone has issues with me. 864-241-4318.
I have a Matt Mann unfollowing me on Instagram story. So I've been single for a while. I go out to a bar, and one of the questionnaires they have sitting at the table for the group of people is, have you ever had a celebrity follow you or mention you on social media? So I say, oh, Matthew, let me show you. Oh, he doesn't follow me anymore. I look like a total jackass. Matt Mann, I'm coming for you, cracker.
Oh, I love you for that. The ending was everything. And I can't say why, but it was great.
If yins know, yins know.
I don't. Do you have any clue who that was?
I don't.
Oh, man.
I mean, I can.
That was funny.
We might be able to find out. I don't like doing that, but I can if I need to.
Just find out, because I mean,
celebrity.
Yeah, like usually if I unfollow somebody on there, it's a girl.
Or somebody that just, well, that's the other thing. If somebody really gives you a hard time, usually just mute them or block. Yeah.
Yeah, because people, I found that out on Twitter, X, that it's a, for Fat Boy, for instance, you have 6 or 7 A-list celebrities who blocked you.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment.
And he loves that. Like, he's that kind of a merit badge for him. So I don't want, I didn't want people to think they had that control over me. Like, I blocked them so they're, can't handle it, huh?
There's
so I mute them and they don't know.
There's one I regret. And he's in town this weekend. Kirk Herbstreit. I love you, Herbie. Please unblock me from X. Somebody tell him. At Fatboy933, just unblock me.
Remember, he didn't block me, but he asked me to leave him alone on Twitter.
That's hurtful. That was a baseball player, wasn't it?
No, it was the freaking American Dream Dusty Rhodes.
No!
Why?
It's when he was doing, back down to doing Florida, doing the, what do they call it? The training center, whatever. Training complex.
Performance center.
Performance center.
Money?
No.
PFC?
He would just be down there in the mornings, you know, and he would tweet these things, you know, like a man.
Good morning, baby.
Things like that. And I'd say, hey, where's Sapphire at? And I would always say that, hey, where's Sapphire? It was this old manager, this beautiful lady who.
Did he date her?
No, it was all a work. I mean, it was kind of a thing. She was a fan that they brought in the ring and all this.
Oh, brother.
He would say. Brother. I've told you 10 or 12 times that Sapphire's pissed. And it was just, for me, it was fun. But now looking back, like, I was trolling Dusty Rhodes.
Why would you do that?
Just for fun.
You're
but
being
wasn't
a punk
mean.
Like that's, your boyfriend to, over there.
I wasn't trying to be mean to Herbstreit. Like, I really love the guy.
Yeah.
I have since 1995.
It's like that one guy who, God, it's probably 10, 12, maybe longer than that, years ago. He would call in here and, like, you could tell he did not like us. But he listened, but yet he always had issues with stuff. Just a mean old ass age. And we were doing a remote at Carolina Vapor Mill in Spartanburg.
Boy.
And dude comes up and he's like, you know who I am? And I was like, no. And I was kind of like stepped back. Like, all right, come on then, man. I'm ready. Come on. He's like, man, I love y'all. You just don't get it. Just love bust messing with y'all. And I'm like, that's a weird kind of odd fandom, I guess. But I get it, I guess.
Yeah, the one guy would hate us on text, but he would bring us breakfast.
I know. I was scared to, I was scared to partake of the breakfast at first.
Remember we got somebody blocked by Dusty from tagging him in our tweets of ball busting to Dusty. And Dusty thought this was the guy that was doing it, so he blocked him.
Yeah.
I hate to say who it is because I don't know if they ever resolved it, but he was very upset because before Dusty blocked him, Dusty tagged him in a tweet that pretty much told everybody else, don't listen to a word this guy says.
Hey. Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Yeah, definitely don't.
Well, this guy's got a he's got a loud ass neighborhood, and he's got a loud ass motorcycle in his loud ass neighborhood, and he's sick of the loud ass motorcyclist on this loud ass motorcycle.
Is there a is there something on a bike that you can take off to make it louder, or something you can add to make it louder?
Like a
because I have a neighbor behind me at my house has a motorcycle, and it's the same motorcycle, but it's louder now. It's got a lot of.
He puts the Flowmasters on it.
I guess, yeah, I guess that's what it is. But it's it is loud. But you know what? That son of a bitch served two terms as HOA president. No, he was in war and stuff. But
oh Lord,
yeah, a freaking great guy. You talk about somebody who did it for the right reasons. He's like, man, I didn't have a trade. I had no money to go to college. I was like, what can I do to help this world out? But go kill a bunch of people in Afghanistan. Nah, he didn't say it like that, but that's what.
I don't know the protocol, but like, could you ask him for a ride sometimes?
No.
Put you ride on the back?
No, that would look too G. Grandiose.
All right, to the mother who keeps putting around my apartment complex and his stupid ass piece of chopper, I want to say a big you, because people got to sleep, whether it's 3 in the afternoon, 11 o'clock at night, you dumb ass you. I hope you drive your ass piece of bike into a wall. You, and it sounds like too.
And you gotta. You not only do you wish death on him, but you tell him his bike sounds like crap.
That's not awful. Nice.
What are the most polarizing forms of transportation ever is motorcycles. The way people either love or hate them.
I can relate
it's
to
so weird
to how he feels about being woken up by that, because I used to live by one person that had one, and they would rev the engine at all hours of the
night. Like you were servicing two men there the way you were doing that.
And it's freaking annoying.
I see
annoying.
The way she's doing it. They were ape hangers, too.
It's annoying.
They're sideways.
Why are you pulling the handlebars closer to your face, Paige?
Why? It's annoying. Okay, we know you just got home from the bar. You, don't
you guys
want to
burn
little,
some rubbers?
Rev. We know you're home. We know you're going to start your... We know you... I get it. Never mind. I digress. I'm not doing what you think of.
I don't know
what you're doing.
Her tongue goes like the rat fangs right now.
She was tonguing earlier.
There was nothing phallic about what I did. Everything I do,
your nipples are hard as a rock right now. I'll tell you that.
Turn it into some kind of sex act, and now I'm kind of over it.
You want to take a break?
Well, what if I did this? I was pretending to look through a curtain at someone, but what did it look like? I mean, it looks
crazy.
It looks sexual.
Like you're crazy.
The face is making too. I like that.
Well, no. You want to see? This is disturbing, and we'll go to break.
Oh my God.
I sent Fatboy a little funny little thing last night because I was asking him a question about football, and he says, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, what help are you?" And look at the picture.
That little brown thing on laces.
You're our sports director.
Look at this. That's the picture he sent back.
That's the emoji. I tried.
Literally, you are the emoji of the guy head turned sideways, crossed eyes with the tongue through the
mouth. But I couldn't find the emoji when I was trying
send
to.
Me that picture.
Oh, can you make that a sticker? I didn't think to do that.
I love
oh,
that
yes.
I'm gonna. If somebody wants a sexy picture, I'm gonna send that.
Actually, you know what I'm gonna do since
do you Android
Friday?
Losers get stickers like we do?
No, I hate that too, because I sent Big Brown a text the other night, and he has one of them stupid Google phones, and I couldn't edit the text. I looked stupid. I hate that. All right. I like editing. I don't like to show my like you do. When you,
I got to.
Fat Boy will say, "Damn this phone," and then spell it out correctly. But I try to edit it. Okay. When we come back,
I turn on the phone. We got to talk about Anderson County.
Oh,
front and center. Plus, I got the backstory too. I can tell you. From my buddy Mike. Say something.
Yeah,
it's his cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is juicy.
Oh, this is the guy who texted or whatever and said
they both heard the promo.
I love that.
It's going to be good.
I love the power.
So this backstory is coming straight from the horse's
she's gonna
ass
call
or whatever they say.
Mouth. Get a lawyer. Says she,
hoof and mouth.
I don't know. I think, look, I'm no callrob.com, but I think she's got a pretty good case.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
This is me.
This is juicy.
All right.
Hey, folks.
Take a break. I think we have a guest outside.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
I don't know. I was about to freak out, though.
Is it somebody from wrestling? No, I kind of want to see you freak out on him now.
Well, I don't know. What if it's a wrestler or someone? Do we have wrestling in town? Who's in town? Oh, my God. It's James Taylor.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
God, what is the state of the world? What? Go ahead.
Well, these brakes are flying by. I'm trying to kick up a foot. And before I know it, you know, we're already back on the radio.
Next thing you know, we'll be back here on Monday.
Before you know it.
Don't forget to set your clock back, by the way. You know what a sign of the times. I was just looking like, what's the big song right now? Because I'm putting out a little funny image of Fatboy.
Oh yeah, it was on the charts. Face.
The number one song right now, at least according to Instagram, is called "Do Yo S Word" by Moneybagg Yo.
Yo.
Do Yo S. I don't know that you can. It's got a big E beside it.
Snap your fingers.
That does not stand for environmentally sound or educated. Probably, who knows.
By Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg Yo. Two G's in Moneybagg, by the way. So make sure you get the right Moneybagg.
Sorry.
Number two would be Bad Bitch For You by Glorilla.
Glorilla? I know I got some Glorilla. Hang on.
Glorilla.
Might not have Sexy Red, but I got some Glorilla.
Do you have Super Good by Young Gravy?
Yeah, I think I played that one, actually.
You know, let me just say, where are the white people at? We don't make music anymore, the trend. What the hell?
What was the Glorilla song again?
Bad Bitch For Ya.
Bad Bitch For Ya.
B-I-H.
Oh, no, I don't have that
bad
one.
Bad Bit.
I got every other one but that one.
They're like, if we put the word bitch on this album, no one will buy it, so we're going to be a bad bitch.
I'm sure I got that gravy.
You acting like a dick right now.
Well, what was the gravy one again?
Super Good.
Super Good.
By Young Gravy. Mm. He's a big wrestling fan. Young Gravy is.
Yeah, he is.
I prefer Red Eye Gravy, if you ask me.
Not the brown eye?
Look at the cheerleaders of Clemson. Golly, bum.
I'm telling you, man. The girls aren't bad either.
I know. I just noticed them. But now I look at that, I'm like, God bless. But they're younger than my daughter, and that's weird. 864. 2-4 It is. It really is. It's like Belichick right now. Like, imagine, does he have kids?
Yeah. His son's is DC, Steven.
Okay. Brian.
Brian Billick.
Brian Belichick. That is his son?
You're thinking of Brian Billick?
That's who I'm thinking. Anyway, like, if your dad is dating someone younger than you, or even if your mom is, like, that's the big cutoff. To me, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, I mean...
Especially when she goes and trademarks Gold Digger. Like, she ain't even hiding that stuff now.
You're talking about dating, but, like, what about a hookup here or there?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Really?
No, I don't hook up.
That's so pedophile.
You really don't hook up.
You can't just be dropping the P word like that.
I'm sorry. So it's kind of creepy.
Wow. I mean, everybody's of age here.
Yes.
Okay.
I will say you kind of get woman-like in that, like, you don't hook up. Because I want to live vicariously through you and your gimmick. But you just don't like the one-night stand type situation.
I'm too lazy, I think, for that. I mean, I really do. Like, all that work for just the one?
Yeah. Do you take them to your house? Because that's even worse. Because then all these people know where you live.
Oh. Solid.
Do you hug them, love them, F them, leave them? Because you don't F and need them?
I'm usually crying, laughing at the same time.
You don't take them out the hood, keep them looking good?
You get bipolar when I get horny.
But there's a
only polar, though. Nothing else, Bob.
There's a saying with my friends about dating other guys.
What do they say?
They say if you could have birthed them, you can't date them. That's the rules.
Well, I can never say that about any.
Yeah.
So they're saying that off of age, right? Not like physical prowess. Like I could birth that big etiquette.
My hips aren't too narrow.
Like if they're younger than your children, that's kind of...
But you see some of these young men, like, as I've pointed out many times, young boys now are getting like 7 feet tall when they're 14. And I look at their mama, who is generally very petite, and I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Good job.
You how did that? There. But also, is that the father? Because your husband's 5'9". You got a kid who's 7 foot tall and you're 5'4".
Yeah, where's the height come from?
What's up with that?
But yeah. I like younger guys. I don't think age really matters. My husband was younger than me, and he died of a heart attack. So you can't ever, you know.
It's hard to follow that, but I'm going to try.
Go for it.
Here we go. This is the big Anderson County call. She's okay. Pretty hot. I mean, like, you know, well, aggravated, I guess you could say.
You don't know how she looks physically.
I don't. But
is your friend hot that knows her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Likes to pose naked.
Why would you say your friend's
I
ugly?
I think he's got ugly. Yeah. He's got an OnlyFans, I believe.
Does
really?
He?
Yeah.
What's his name?
We'll get that link. Michael.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Last name, Hunt.
I just want to say, off Anderson County, roads, bridges, and ditch dicker workers. Come home from work the other night. Been working 13 hours at the hospital as a nurse. Damn. After the hurricane wrecked my yard. Spent all spring and summer cleaning it up. Come home and find out some ditch diggers dug a big-ass massive hole in the side of my front yard. Thanks for the phone call, email, knock on the door saying, hey, we need to do some work, and we're sorry we're going to have to, you know, blow all that money you spent on grass seed and shit. You motherfuckers, and call them a fucking lawyer. Off.
Mm.
You know?
There's a lot going on.
So, I thought here recently at one of my properties... I thought some graffiti artists had tagged up the sidewalk out in front of it. But they were coming to lay some pipe of some kind. Plumbing. Not like that, but like
plumbing
real.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it was different colors of like spray paint going down the side of the road. And then the next day there was these little tiny flags there.
And I'm like, a little bitty flags.
You know, what she's saying is, and I'm not Mr. Environmental at all, but like, What is in that spray paint that you spraying all over people's grass that they probably put a little thought into or whatever? I mean, I don't.
Yes, yeah, like what chemicals are? Could it kill your grass?
Also, it's just kind of nice to know, like, you remember when they started putting those blue reflective things in the middle of the road to signify to firemen that there's a fire hydrant nearby?
No.
They did it in the 90s, and you would just see a blue reflective thing in the middle of the road, and we found out later, my parents and I, that was to let firemen know, like I said, that there was a hydrant
That's
nearby.
That's brilliant. So they had to drive around looking
but
for
when
them.
They put it in while you on vacation, and you live in a neighborhood like we did, you go through there, and you stop about 10 feet away from it in the car. You're like, what is that in the middle of the road right now?
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to hit it.
It's
you don't
reflecting.
Run over.
What is that feel? Mary, I don't know. Just drive over. No.
Get it out of the road, please.
It looks like something from another world. Aww. And then we found out later that it was a reflective thing. I mean, I even went out there and like tried to move it with my foot. Like, what? It's stuck to the ground and won't move. Turn into Macho Man when I was talking.
Yes, what's grass in your...
Yes, we are not going to be here Monday. But earlier, somebody texted me, y'all going to be here Monday? Nope.
We observe all the holidays.
All
dude.
Of them.
So, you know, this is from her, right from the horse's mouth. Not saying she looks like a horse or sounds like one.
No, she's not teethy at all.
She said we planted all that grass, yard work, leveled it back down from the hurricane, all that crap. Well, time and money. So I go to the neighbors and she's like, yeah, our drain was clogged from the storm drain and they've been digging your yard all day. I called them, no knock on the door. Husband was home, boyfriend, significant other. No notes, nothing. So I called, and this lady was like, well, it's not your property. I was like, bitch, don't make me get the tape measure and a lawyer.
Oh why man. Would she say that to her?
I don't know, but I know that happened to somebody one time that wanted to get the... It was a fence that was being installed. And this was, 20 years ago now. The fence was being put in. And the fence installer, whatever maker, said, we need to get the property line. And it's like, well, we got that little piece of metal sticking up at the corner of the yard. Is that not? Well, we need to make sure. Turns out that I was, it's fine. I just outed myself. It was me. I was getting ready to pay for a fence. So it wasn't even my yard.
Now they'll shoot them, the property lines.
Shoot my fence?
Well, they'll shoot the lines.
Shoot the half is what I say. But literally getting ready to pay for a fence that wasn't going to be in my yard.
Oh my gosh.
My neighbors probably would have appreciated
it. They
wouldn't
have cared.
Yeah, but I was like,
You think with that type of attitude, she might work for the town of Calhoun Falls? I don't know. I saw that happen to a reporter. She turned the lights off on her and told her to get out.
I know.
Y'all might need a new mayor for real.
Well, I don't know if that has to do with the rule about how. And you've got the vigilantes on YouTube that go and test it out. Like, you're not supposed to film inside of a court, DMV, post office, whatever government. You're not supposed to film in there. And, well, I'm a taxpayer. And I'm like, well, that's right. So they'll go in there, and they'll just stand there in a video. And the cops will come up and say, well, you need any help? No, I'm a taxpayer. I'm just sitting here videoing.
Huh?
Oh, do you have something to hide? No, just I'm a citizen. And I pay your salary, and I'm like,
I hate that.
You actually paying for him to sit here and deal with your dumb ass right now because you're trying to get hits.
It's like the guy that walks into the police parking lot and asks cops questions the cops ask people, and they just go back and forth.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
You're not supposed to film out here. What do you mean? I'm outside. I'm a taxpayer. I'm like, first off, I bet you a lot of y'all that are claiming to be taxpayers ain't or are not.
You really aren't.
When you get mad, when you get upset. Is that the last one?
That was the last one.
When you get mad, when you get upset, when you get angry, maybe you...
Maybe Roger Menace, get
you. Maybe you have to work on Monday, and they're not letting you... They're forcing labor on you on labor. Who's your screenshot?
Oh, I took a picture of my list here because I don't want to, like, lose it.
Yes. Call that number, 864-241-4318. And you, like that young lady who Fat Boy pointed out, does not look like a horse.
No. Probably hot as hell.
Well, if
she's a nurse, I mean, a lot of those are hot.
You said her cousin was hot, so.
Oh, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, I mean, like all my cousins are hot, also. Even you, Brian.
I don't know if you can say
Benji?
That,
I don't know about you, Benji. You're a little rough around the edges for me, Benji. You're a big old boy. The two of us had never worked, Benji. You're a ginger, first off. I don't trust you.
Did I ever show you the news footage from the Calhoun Falls meeting they recorded? And the guy walks across the room and says, are y'all going to let him get away with that? I'm like, who is that guy? I want to talk to that guy.
I've never been to one of those. I don't.
God, this is such disarray. It might not be a town anymore.
Calhoun Falls? That's how bad
it's gotten, yeah.
This, the name alone sounds very antebellum.
Really does.
Calhoun!
They asked the mayor if he was going to run again, and he didn't say anything. But I'm like, who's going to vote for you after all this, dude? Why would you run?
Well, there's a lot of mismanagement in local government.
This is entertaining, though. I feel bad if you're a Calhoun faller, whatever they call you. You may as well be an Abbevillian at that point. Abbevillian.
You're a Felicianist.
But, like, this is entertaining to watch all the file footage from the council meetings. You tell the one guy at the end really hates the mayor. He don't want to talk to him.
What is their mascot? Is there a Calhoun Falls High School?
Yeah, we played them when I played, but I forgot what it was.
Indians or Tigers or something pretty easy like that. All right. Thank you.
If your town's going to hell, call the FOF.
Yes. Norris will be waiting for your
Norris! Calls. Shout out, Margaret. It's Rollins.
Paige.
Yes, sir.
You want to do it again?
I want to do it again.
A third time?
Yeah.
No, she thought she was talking to her neighbor's kid.
No, that never happened.
He's of age.
I take that story back.
No, you can't now. I've already envisioned it multiple
taking
times.
Taking it back. It never happened.
I've already wrote the steamy Facebook story to him.
But first.
He's writing fan fiction about your neighbor.
First, we're going to find out what 7,000 people want to put on their wieners next.
What? Well, it ain't condoms, that's for sure. Although the birth rate's down. Maybe we're back to rubbers.
Maybe.
Either that or just not. Oh, I can't finish.
They're starting to make them better, you know.
How would you know?
I don't like using them. Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you growing up.
Paige says it leaves a weird taste in your mouth.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.